Happy New Year, and thanks for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading is titled Uncharted Waters, and it was written by Sheridan Voicy. The ball drops in New York's Times Square. The crowd counts down to Big Ben chiming. Sydney Harbor erupts in fireworks. However your city marks it, there's something exciting about welcoming in a new year and the fresh start it brings. On New Year's Day, we push out into new waters. What friendships and opportunities might we find? For all its excitement, though, a new year can be unsettling. None of us knows the future or what storms it may hold. Many New Year's traditions reflect this. Fireworks were invented in China to supposedly ward off evil spirits and make a new season prosperous. And New Year's resolutions date back to the Babylonians, who made vows to appease their gods. Such acts were an attempt to make an unknown future secure. When they weren't making vows, the Babylonians were busy conquering people, including Israel. In time, God sent the enslaved Jews this message in Isaiah 43. Do not fear when you pass through the waters. I will be with you. Later, Jesus said something similar in Matthew 8 when he and the disciples were caught sailing in a violent storm. Why are you so afraid? He told them before commanding the waters to be still. Today, we push out from the shore into new, uncharted waters. Whatever we face, He's with us, and He has the power to calm the waves. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 7. But now, this is what the Lord says, He who created you, Jacob, He who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. Let's pray. God, thank you for another new year. While we may look to the new year with anticipation, others may look ahead with apprehension. We pray that you would fill us all with a sense of hope that is rooted in the knowledge that you know what's ahead and will see us through whatever we may face in the coming year. Thank you for the peace we have in knowing that you are always with us and are always good, even when our circumstances aren't. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.